the same principle. When the Sunday law arrives, if you understand the issues and you uphold Sabbath, you receive the seal of God. Point is, the mark of the beast, the seal of God, take place. They're manifested where they can be recognized visually when the test of Sunday arrives in history. The Great Controversy, 604. With the issue thus clearly brought before him, whoever shall trample upon God's law to obey a human enactment receives the mark of the beast. He accepts the sign of allegiance to the power which he chooses to obey instead of God. The warning from heaven is, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. Revelation 14, 9 and 10. Now, this issue that we're dealing about here, brothers and sisters, I've had, not a great many, but on a regular basis, I have Seventh-day Adventists come to me and say, are you telling me that when the Sunday law arrives in the United States, and by the way, I take the trouble to define in these presentations, and I'll do it here, the Sunday law that fulfills Bible prophecy. The Sunday law that we're speaking about is the Sunday law that forces you to observe Sunday, and it persecutes you for keeping Sabbath. It's not a Sunday law that says you can't buy gasoline on Sunday anymore. It's not a Sunday law that says all the stores are shut on Sunday. It's a Sunday law that says you must observe Sunday and you're going to be persecuted for keeping Sabbath. When that Sunday law arrives, I have people come to me and say, are you telling me that when that Sunday law arrives, that if I don't uphold Sabbath at that time, I receive the mark of the beast? And I'll say, well, yeah, it's pretty much crystal clear that that is the case. And they say, oh, I don't believe that God's that type of God. He's going to give these people that are kind of not really with it in Adventism, they're, you know, coming to church once every few months, or they're someone's children that haven't really investigated these things too closely, or whatever. He's too merciful to do that to them. Well, brothers and sisters, the testimony is if not only if you have come to understand the issues, but if you have had opportunity to understand the issues and not availed yourselves of that opportunity, either way, you're judged not simply by the light that you have, but the light you could have had if you would have taken advantage of it. The testimony is, that's what we're judged by. And when the Sunday law arrives, if you and I have had opportunity to understand that Sunday is the